Welcome to the Late to Grid podcast. This is your host, Bill Snow. And the purpose of the Late to Grid podcast is to help you, the listener, along your motorsports journey. So whether you've been racing for decades or just getting started or somewhere in between, my goal is that my guests bring a perspective, a story, share some advice that can help you. So normally I record from the Atomic Autosports studio, but today I am in my truck headed to pit race with a fully loaded trailer and truck for a Champ Car race. It's Thursday afternoon. We are all loaded up, and our second Dodge Neon will be behind me soon, racing with the Radar Racing team, and we are going to have a blast. I don't know why, but I always think pit race is the most fun Champ Car race on the schedule. If you disagree, let me know. So in this episode, I want to share some RX-7 updates, but then I also want to share some frustrations, and that's actually the title. I'm frustrated. I'm not looking for a pity party. I'm not looking for your sympathy. I'm sharing this because I suspect you might be able to relate. You may have ideas, but I want to make sure that if you are in a similar situation, you know you're not alone. So let's first talk about some good stuff, the RX-7. So it's runoffs week, and you know, in the back of my mind as I was building this RX-7, I always thought I'd make it the runoffs, and I guess I'm a little disappointed that I haven't gotten close to even qualifying because I haven't raced in any SCCA racing this year. The car is close. I'm dealing with heat issues, and I really hope that I still have time yet this season to address those and resolve them and get the car on track. But let me tell you what I have done with the car recently. So I'm not sure if I shared. I did a time trial a couple months ago at Nelson Ledges. It just happened to be a time trial. I really wasn't interested in competing necessarily. I did come home with some hardware. Yeah, it was fun to hang out at the track, have the car there. I did also have the car at Mid-Ohio for a test day. And leading up to that, that was actually Champ Car weekend, but the Thursday I was able to be in a private test day at Mid-Ohio, and still dealing with temperature issues, water temps and oil temps. And I'd spent some time fabricating some air ducting to help move air only through the radiator and cooler. It helped a little, but not a lot. Good news is Danny Fifick, who is the crew chief and team manager for McCann Racing, they campaigned some Porsches in an IMSA series. He came over and looked at it and said, hey, I'd recommend you do this and this and see if that helps. And with some cardboard and some duct tape, it did help a bit. I was able to get water temps where I need them, but oil temps are still too high, so a second oil cooler is getting installed, and I just wish I had some time to do that. That's a little foreshadowing into the I'm frustrated part of this podcast, but I gotta tell you about a lot of fun I had at 944 Fest. So what is 944 Fest? Well, it is a festival for Porsche 944s, and this year and a few years in the past, it's been held at Nelson Ledges Road Course in Garrettsville, Ohio, which is just a easy 35-minute drive from my house. So I had no intention in going. Saw some Instagram posts from them, so I started to troll them a bit and with posts that made me sort of say, hey, my RX-7's actually a 944. Well, it turns out they really thought that was funny, and through a relationship, we both know Tim at Track First, so Travis, the organizer, got my information from Track First, from Tim there, and we got connected. He says, we're having fun with this. Keep it up. We want you to come join us at Nelson Ledges at 944 Fest. So I did. I went Friday to their open test day. Well, I'm sorry. It was not an open test day. But they said, hey, you can come and play along with us. And they had a pretty cool test day, open track days on Saturday and Sunday. But I was in what was supposed to be the 944 only. So they actually said, hey, you got to bring this thing through tech. So I rolled it through, and I told the guys in tech and the gals in tech, yeah, it's a 943. They kind of laughed. They didn't laugh hard. Most people were good sports about it. If you get a chance to see the group picture, which was taken on Friday night over in the carousel of Nelson Ledges, there's over, 75, 100 944s. and there's my RX-7. They told me we want it in the middle. Let's have fun with it. And it was. It was a blast. Everyone is great from that organization. Kat, who is Travis's wife, did the catering. The food was phenomenal. Oh, man. I am excited to be involved with this group again. And I'm going to have Travis on an episode here shortly. So we've got scheduled to record in mid-October. And we'll get that one produced as fast as we can. So that's kind of the fun stuff with the RX-7. Let's talk about the I'm frustrated part. I am, like many of you, balancing a lot of things. Nobody owns the patent on being busy. Nobody owns the patent on being overcommitted. We're all busy people. And I hear from time, oh, Bill, you're so busy. My first response is, I'm no busier than anybody else. And for folks that are overwhelmed, for folks that are crazy busy, it's your own doing. And I fully admit to that. I say yes to too many things, and I don't say no enough. I want to put it this way. I learned this from Michael at ETC Coaching. And if you haven't checked them out, you need to. Michael told me saying no to something is actually saying yes to something else. And it's very difficult in today's day and age to not have FOMO. That's the fear of missing out, FOMO. We see it on Instagram. We see it on Facebook. Even if we just look at the motorsports, oh, look what he's doing. Oh, look what she's doing. How do they have time to do that? I wish I could do that. Maybe I need to step up my game. Blah, blah, blah. Folks, it hurts you. Stay away from it. Try not to do it. Listen, I'm very frustrated. It was 3 weeks ago that we raced at Mid-Ohio in Champ Car. We got podiums. We had fun. I just unloaded my trailer before leaving pit race. All my stuff, my tools, my RX-7 was still in there. My driver gear is still in a tub in the back of my truck. I haven't even opened that since Mid-Ohio. I'm going to suspect it stinks. Almost every day I said, all right, you got to get your helmet out. Use your molecule refresh. Let's get that thing ready for pit race. I have a new decal for my visor, Atomic Autosports decal. I haven't had a chance to put that on. And why? I don't know. I guess because I've said yes to too many other things. I love to get stuff done. And that's not necessarily the best way to approach things. It's important that we get the right things done. I don't have good work-life balance. I don't have good work-family balance. And to me, that's very frustrating. I don't know why it's so easy to say yes to a race day, track day, or a work night for a race car. And it's so difficult to say, yes, let's go on a date night, or let's go have dinner with the kids. I don't know. I'm wired wrong, I guess. And again, I'm saying this not because I'm looking for sympathy. I'm looking to help you if you're in the same situation. And I will say, you know, working with Michael as a coach, full disclosure, Michael's a sponsor of the podcast. I also pay him every month to be my coach. I don't call him a life coach. I don't call him a business coach. I don't call him a relationship coach. He's my coach. We work on things that I want to get better at. He helps tweak little things to make me better. So that's one way I am dealing with it. And he's been super helpful and it's been great. I'm frustrated about the RX-7. It should be racing more. The Radar Racing team, I love these guys. I want to use this motorsports program we have to engage our employees, to attract new employees, and to promote what we do as a brand, as a automotive repair business, as a franchise operation, and the fact that other people can live life in the fast lane. I want to be able to do that. And full disclosure, I told the team in January I wasn't going to work with them this year. Guys, I'll do a bunch of behind the scenes. I will not be at work nights. I will not be behind the wheel. I will not be at the racetrack. I have to be committed to other things. And as the season went on, I thought I needed to be involved. It was the fear of missing out. It was the, well, I want to be racing anyways. If these guys are going to be working together, I will work together with them and I'll handle all the team manager stuff and the behind the scenes. I'll make it happen. And that's a big distraction each week. It really is. Believe me, I enjoy it. it does good for our employees. They enjoy it. I don't know if saying it does good is the right thing to say, but I tell people about it, and they're like, yeah, I know. I've heard about it. I'll post about it. And people are like, that's so cool. I didn't realize it. I posted a picture of me in the driver's suit. There are people I talk to each week that had no idea that I ever got behind the wheel of a race car. So it is good for a little bit of that. All right. Had to put the front window defogger on, and it's getting a little misty out here on the way to Pittsburgh. 24 more minutes to go. Just got to pay attention to the screen here. Anyways, so that's the kind of stuff I'm frustrated about. I go through the day, and I'm the kind of guy that you see a shiny object, I'm going to go take care of it. I got a text message. I'm going to resolve it right now, because in the back of my mind, that's going to be taking up space. One thing I just decided to do is I'm no longer selling AMSOIL. I've been an AMSOIL dealer for over 10 years, and we got into it because of our involvement in kart racing. And how one of the oils is very specific to one of the engines we used to run. And nobody had an easy way at the track to buy AMSOIL. So I became a dealer. And then when I opened up the repair business, automotive repair business, I stocked a lot of AMSOIL. A lot of people came and bought it from me. I wanted to sell more of it. And I finally said, no, this is something that's taking up space. I'm no longer going to offer AMSOIL. So effective in September, just right now, I'm done. And I feel good about it. It was I wanted to be able to do it because people ask me all the time. And if you're not familiar, AMSOIL is a multi-level marketing organization. And I had some other karting people underneath me who helped put money in my bank account every month. However, it just really wasn't worth taking up space in my brain. So, done. And I have zero regrets about doing it in the first place and now leaving it. Look for those sort of things in your life. What can you say no to? What can you put on pause? I started doing wheel-to-wheel road racing in 2017. And in 2019, I stepped away. I think in 2018, I may have stepped away too. I don't remember. To really focus on family. That was an easy decision. But at the same time, it was kind of hard. So what else am I frustrated about? I don't get to do a lot of stuff around the house I enjoy. I don't get to work on certain projects that I want to be able to work on. I don't get to go out to dinner with friends as often as I think we should. My birthday was recently. Some friends were text messaging, and I received a few that really put me on my heels. Bill, I miss you. Why don't we get together anymore? What's it going to take to carve some time out and do something? That was a big eye-opener that sometimes we're so focused on going through life that we miss the opportunity to connect with people. I hate to say it, those people might not be here long. What if that's the case? I don't get to spend enough time with my mom. I talked about earlier not getting to spend enough time with my family. And this has been a summer of I don't know where all the time has gone. I don't know where all my focus has been. I just don't know. So if you have some ideas, if you have some best practices, what has helped you become a better person to say no to certain things, say yes to the right things, get your car where you want it, invest in your relationships in family and friends and professionally, I would love to hear it. Matter of fact, maybe if you have some good stuff, maybe we'll do an episode about this, because I know I'm not the only one. Well, hey, listen, I don't want to keep dwelling on the I'm frustrated part, but I do want to share a couple other things, because maybe somebody can help with these next couple. So a couple seasons ago, I bought a Garmin, the Catalyst. I love having that thing in the car. We could bring it in the Neon, and we do. I take it in the RX-7. I take it in the Miata when I have that on track. I have yet to sit down and really study what it's telling me. I keep thinking, between events, I'm going to be able to sit down and really understand it. And it does not happen. I mentioned about having... I went to Track Night in America with the Miata back in July. So 2 months ago, over 2 months ago. The track wheels and tires are still on it. have not had a chance to even pull those off. I want to do more track days with it. Why can I not find 30 minutes to put the other tires back on? What? Oh, boy. I am... Good thing I stopped to listen to that. I would have taken another wrong turn tonight. So, I mentioned the catalyst. So, Chris at LMS EFI, he's the one who did some great work on the RX-7. He put the AIM PDM and data logger in. I want to learn more about the AIM unit. I want to be able to download data and look at it. And what is it telling me? Have not been able to do that. Why is that? I don't know. It's, you know, I always tell people, I don't want to get more done. I just want less to do. And I got to tell you, that's really been my focus lately is what else can I shed? What else can I peel away? What else can I delegate and get rid of in the hopes that I can say yes to more things? So again, I'm looking for some of your ideas. I'm looking for you to share some perspectives. Feel free to do that on social media. Feel free to send me an email. The best email is bill@atomicautosports.com. Again, that's bill@atomicautosports.com. A couple things I want to do before I wrap things up. Let's talk about the awesome deal on tires from trackdaytire.com. These Continental tires, we have a brand new set for the Neons. We're going to be racing them this weekend. And they are a great endurance race tire. I use them in track days. I've used them in the time trial of days. To me, they are very consistent. I love the lap times. My fastest lap times I've done on the RX-7 have been on the Continentals. And we were doing some testing with another tire and the Continental. And the team, who were really in love with another tire, I'm not going to mention it, said that they thought the Continentals were actually better and faster. So anyways, you want to buy three, get one free. Here's what you got to do. Go to trackdaytire.com. Shop for the Continental Extreme Contact Force 200 treadwear tire. Stick four of them in your cart. As you're checking out, at the top of the page, it's going to say enter a coupon code, and you're going to put in SNOWVIP, S-N-O-W-V-I-P. Oh, she just wants to give me all kinds of directions, doesn't she? And here's what's going to happen. You're going to notice that one of those tires becomes free, and the shipping is very inexpensive. So I don't know what it's going to be for you, but the last set of tires I had shipped was $20 total. That's a pretty good deal. They come in boxes, so they're protected, and they put a sticker in the box, too. Who does not love stickers? So go ahead and do that. SNOWVIP is that promo code. Let's give a quick shout-out to some sponsors. We have Atomic Autosports that does some motorsports work up in Northeast Ohio. We have folks coming from Western Pennsylvania now to get one of our alignments that helps you dial in your car. In addition to alignments, we do things like brake upgrades, suspension upgrades, fluid upgrades. We've been doing a lot of brake fluid flushes recently, getting good brake fluid in for some folks' fall events. We are in the process of getting the equipment to do corner balancing, so that'll be something we'll be able to help you with in the off season. Be sure to check out Atomic Autosports, and you can learn more at atomicautosports.com. Chris at LMS EFI, he does great tuning, wiring, data loggers. excuse me, we've had such a big issue with one of our Neons. Chris stayed on it, did a lot of remote work for us as well, and we've got that thing dialed in. I'm expecting a podium for it this weekend. So just look up LMS EFI. He has a great Instagram, Facebook, and of course he has a website. LMS, I believe it's -EFI.com. And lastly, Michael Rebus at ETC, that's Exceed Transitional Coaching. Listen, you want to get better on track, you got to get better in life. And that's something that Michael can help you with. Whether you want to become better at work, you want to become better at home, you want to become better anywhere, Michael will help you. Here's what I tell people. Tiger Woods has a coach. Michael Jordan had a coach. The best football players, the best baseball players, the best golfers, the best people in life that exceed and do well. Heck, CEOs all have coaches and mentors. Why don't you have one? They'll help you get to be your best. So look up Michael. In the show notes will be links to his information. couple last things, guys. Thanks so much for being listeners. I really appreciate it. If you have not told a friend yet about the show, please tell them about the show. Also, if you have a chance, leave a review. Would love to get some 5-star reviews on wherever you are listening to this podcast. That helps more people find it because the big algorithm says, well, if a couple people like this, let me show it to a couple more people. So do that. One last favor. Don't be late to grid.